Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce four uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it is May 31st, and in honor of our guest, we want to give a special shout-out to Pride Month, which will...
Thank you. That makes me feel very comfortable.
Yes. We will be... We're going to be replacing Seamus's American flag with the Pride flag.
Yay!
In your honor. Yeah. We have this story.
Elon... over my dead body.
I look
a little bit dead. This chair is broken, I told you. The chair is actually broken.
The switch just might have flipped.
Hold on. Seamus. I'm going to need you to pay me back for that chair. All right.
I'm done with this show. Hold on.
Goodbye.
It was true. Are you sure you broke it, or are you just reclining?
He broke it.
I heard it.
Yeah, I heard it pop.
You might be able to snap it tight. It might have just lost the...
I don't know that I broke it. Yeah. I think it's just a bad chair.
Possible.
To be fair, it was a mild amount of exuberance. I mean, it was just a little like...
Barely
it was what
put
we
any
needed.
Emphasis on it.
It was what
I'm
we
just
needed.
I'm a real tough guy.
I love it.
Real well, strong guy, and I lean back and
so we have a story from Daily Mail. Elon Musk mocks Twitter and other tech giants for paying lip service to LGBT rights by changing their logos to rainbows during Pride Month. It was just a meme. It's not pro
it's
not for or against.
That's unacceptable.
It's the guy saying here it comes. And it's a tornado with all the different logos of the Pride flag.
Yeah, those could be Ukraine flags.
That's not for or against. It's just saying, like, all the companies are going to do this.
Yay.
That's the flavor of the month.
I think that was unacceptable that Elon would say something so horrendous. that rhetoric, it is insurrectionist, it is genocidal, it is hateful, he's denying the right of people to exist.
Now of course, we...
Typical white billionaire.
You know, what the right loves to do, actually, is get a token LGBT person to to speak out against it. So, Brandon's here. Who will feign
happy to carry that flag.
Carry the flag for us and feign outrage over this. Rainbow Brandon, take flag. It away.
Look, all I have is I'm looking at this. I'm seeing like every major corporate logo and every major social media logo in the rainbow flag. I don't get how you can still argue oppression when every major corporation is behind you. And can you imagine if all of those same corporate logos, if somebody tried to say, can you do a Make America Great Again month with any of these logos?
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, that's how you know who has the power and who doesn't have the power. So stop pretending like we're oppressed. Stop pretending like we need this.
Should we make June MAGA month?
Yeah. Maybe July,
July.
There you go.
Right.
I think Jesse Lee Peterson made July White History Month.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is that July or June? I don't remember. It's taken.
MAGA Month.
MAGA Month, yeah.
Someone will say we remember it's July, so we have the 4th of July to kick things off.
Yeah.
And we basically barbecue every weekend.
Perfect. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so into that.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah. That's
the barbecuing.
Great.
The politics. Hey, someone said earlier that LGBT should be LGB, and then the T is like a transhumanist agenda that doesn't belong with lesbian and gay rights or bisexual rights or
it has nothing.
I don't even know if it's about rights, but whatever it's about.
It's really weird that LGB is one thing, and then TQIA22+ or whatever or 2++ are totally different things. Mm-hmm. Like one is I am a woman who likes women. I am a man or woman who likes either men or women, and I am a man who likes men. And then you have trans, which is I feel like I'm in the wrong body. Then you have intersex, which is I have a genetic, I'm genetically affected in a way that presents intersex. Then it was LGBTQIA, and then A is like I am asexual and have nothing to do with any of this. It seems like after the LGB, they're just something different.
But what is the plight of asexual people? What is it that they go through?
It's so much easier, right?
How is society oppressing and coming down on people who don't enjoy having sex?
It's because they're asexual and everyone else is always trying to be sexual.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
Haven't you ever seen the 40-year-old virgin? You know,
religiously.
I haven't.
You've got some guy who's just like
Carell's best moments.
It's because you're constantly inundated. Look, it's unfair that if you're asexual, you go outside and there is all this sex everywhere.
No, but that's actually true. That's insane. We have like commodified sex to a disgusting degree. I mean, any degree is disgusting, but it's ever all the time to sell products.
Do you think it ever wasn't?
Well, look, human beings have always had sex with each other. That's certainly true, but we live in a culture. No, actually, you're correct. I'm sorry. Human beings didn't exist at some point.
We talked about this the other day. It wasn't until the advent of sex ed.
Oh, that's right. When they learned what it was. Yeah.
They learned what sex was.
Yeah. Yeah. When their kindergarten teacher who posted to TikTok, finally told them what sex was.
Weren't you saying that like a friend asked you, like, how do people learn about sex before sex ed?
Yeah, when I was in high school, a friend of mine asked me, he's like, how do you think how do you think people learn about sex before sex ed? I was like, are you serious? I was like, is this, like, I understand that this is a public school, but, like, surely there's some aptitude test that should place you in different classes.
But then we made the joke that basically humans were completely clueless about sex until aliens came down and bestowed upon them the knowledge of sex ed.
This is why the asexual are oppressed, because that was the normal way of doing things until... sex ed teachers discovered otherwise.
Yeah, the patriarchal, white, cis, heteronormative oppressors don't want you to know is that history is fake.
Yeah.
50 years ago, men and women were completely identical in every way.
No.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah.
50 years ago didn't happen. The entire world and all your memories were created 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
5 minutes ago.
Yeah, precisely 5 minutes ago.
I think they're being created at the speed of light over and over again.
Like in a loop. It just keeps happening.
Two protons revolving around each other, yeah. I think so. That's what Nassim Harriman seems to think.
But look, as a gay man, I will say I really am a big believer that if you're a part of a minority community or minority group, it is not the job of the world to recondition itself according to you or the type of person that you are. You have to sort of just navigate the world as it is. And I'm totally fine with that. I'm also sober. Look at you. All of you drunks are sitting
here. I'm not drunk.
I just want to say,
but I don't need you guys to not drink just because.
Brandon, stunning and brave.
Yeah, I agree.
Whatever your opinion is, it's correct.
That's right.
Is LGBT.
First of all, I was born this way.
LGBTQ.
Because it's June, you have to do that. No matter what I say.
Is the movement about rights or is it about respect? From your perspective and from everybody's perspective, what do you guys get out of it? Because I can't
tell. Well, it's about power at this point. Well, it's about political power.
Ian, you don't know.
No, I'm out.
If Brandon goes to like a Baskin Robbins and says he's gay, they give him a free ice cream. And you go, look,
that's
you got,
what June's all about.
That's right. I got to be honest. I bet you would.
Like, you think?
Yeah, there was, for sure.
Not as a man anymore. Not as a gay man.
Oh, maybe not.
You've got to be a 14-year-old non-binary girl for anyone to care at this point.
There was a guy.
I'm sorry, a non-binary girl?
Oh, yeah.
A non-binary identifying human.
There you go. Right,
I saw a Twitter thread where this black dude said he went into I think it was a Chipotle, and he ordered a burrito, and then when they tried charging him for it, he says he didn't want to pay, and they should give it to him because they're oppressors and he's black, and they just said, okay.
What? Too much trouble. I think I saw someone do the same story, but there was some guy who was trolling who basically did the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's the same one. I'm not sure. Like, maybe it's the same story.
It was Hotep, I think. Hotep Jesus.
Interesting.
Wow. I thought I saw something where it was, like, real. Maybe I was just falling for a meme.
No. Possible.
He did it at Starbucks.
I saw a video of someone. Yes, that's right. Hotep. Well, that's who that was. Yeah, they filmed it, and then they were like, "Yeah, I was doing it like a joke. I couldn't."
Oh, they actually
did it.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah. And they actually gave it to him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Holy shit!
But in one trouble.
Yo, I bet if June 1st you went to like Taco Bell, and you order, and you're like,
"What gay man goes to Taco
not
Bell?"
Not Chick-fil-A, baby.
Go to Chick-fil-A. That'd be hilarious.
Oh my gosh,
I remember over the years in the 80s when they kept adding letters to the thing. It'd be LGB. And I was like, hey, lesbian, gay, bisexual. That was a big deal. And then all of a sudden it was LGBT. And I was like, what?
Remember when it was just L? L, the L movement?
The lesbian movement.
It was brought to you by the letter L.
Yeah.
Every time Ian turned back around, there was another letter. He's like,
I don't think it ever was LG. It was never like the LG. It was always LGB.
No, well, it was LG, but they got sued by LG, so they had to add the B.
Yeah. Oh, I see how that works.
To differentiate.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Now it's LGBTQIA+.
I'm surprised they have B. I'm surprised they still have B and they haven't changed it to P, right? Because... bisexual implies there's a binary.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so they say pansexual now?
Oh, look, pull it up.
Oh,
they did it. They bought in.
Fuck's sake.
You know what I love? I love that they put black people on the gay flag.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And brown people.
Well, it just goes to show you what the left does is they try to lump groups of people together who they think they can use as pawns to forward their agenda.
Yeah, look at this. Exactly.
So,
wow.
But the black...
When you search LGBTQIA, it does confetti and there's people...
Black and brown people.
It's like the black community was not... The black community was not begging to be represented on the gay pride flag. I promise you.
No,
if you look at all of the polling data, it shows that... More socially conservative when it comes to that issue.
They got the P in there.
Yeah, they are.
The pedophiles also.
No, it's pansexual.
But you guys, there's,
give it time.
There's now a circle on it too, and I don't even know what that means.
I think that's for asexual.
That's the letter O.
I think it's asexual.
Oh,
can you pull up the one with the circle?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pride flag circle.
I'm so curious.
This is what the Civil War is going to be over. Like, does your pride flag have the circle on it or no?
It's the purple circle.
Everyone's just so special. Everyone's so special, aren't they?
Intersex. I thought maybe it was to make it more alluring to children.
Which one's intersex?
It is for sure. Circle. Do that.
But intersex. Hold on. All right. Intersex is a medical condition. It is not like a sexual identity. It is what happens is a person is born with a very rare defect.
Not stunning and brave.
I know.
It's not.
During this, the month of pride, I would dare challenge the flag. Why would you lump them together?
If you're trying to say...
This other stuff is all lifestyle choice, and then these are people with a medical condition. Hold on. It's the same thing.
Can we dedicate months to the other six deadly sins?
Yeah.
Honestly, in America, all months get all of them.
That's true, yeah.
No, can we...
November is gluttony. I know this, yeah.
I know they say that. Here's 100%. The thing. Well, I think that's how most Americans take it. But there's a way to feast without being a glutton. And the way you feast without being a glutton is through gratitude.
You know, feasting and fasting is the letter E. Guys, it's very easy to fast over Thanksgiving.
I want to pull this up. Brandon, you're gay, so you know this, right? What does the red mean?
Definitely doesn't mean Republican.
No.
What does the orange mean?
Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
What does the yellow mean?
Oh no, I don't know.
I don't know what any of these colors actually represent. Do they represent something?
I think each one does represent something, but it's not like a condition or anything. I think it's like love, harmony, unity.
They put black people
on it. Shoehorn right in there.
Yeah, black and brown people.
So if like the B in LGBT is black?
That's so stupid that they're like coming up with abstract ideas for all of these colors, and then for black they're like black people.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, the white is not for white people.
Why so, part of the trans
no,
flag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says LGBTQQIAAP. What the fuck is going on?
Queer.
I'm still feeling triggered by something Seamus said.
Oh no.
What was it?
Let's circle back.
I need to get this off my chest.
Yes.
Do it.
I'm upset. So intersex is a medical condition.
Yes.
But genderqueerism isn't?
Well, what is genderqueer? It's just fine. Ugh.
You're born that way.
All right, I'm sorry.
I mean, if we're going to live in a world where genderqueerism is not considered a biological condition that is scientific.
Then what is science? What does science even mean?
Right.
I'm not even going to wear a mask.
The American Association of Pediatrics accepts genderqueerism as an actual medical condition.
I have a personal question if you're willing to ask.
Well, I'm still upset, if you're willing to answer. But yes.
Wait, I can't. Hold on. Are you, I can't tell if you're memeing.
Baited.
So you're a gay man.
Genderqueerism is the most retarded thing.
No,
what is
this? Means you like men.
What?
So you're a gay man.
Yes.
That means you like men.
Yes.
You're attracted to men.
I am.
What is a man?
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy, that is a tough question, isn't it? Well, I would say that a man is a human with a penis who identifies as a man.
So a trans man is not a man?
A trans man is a trans man.
There you go.
But I thought you liked men.
Yeah, but I like biological men.
So what you're saying is that you're a transphobe.
No.
You I'm can not. Choose to like trans.
Why is this all coming down on me? Why don't you go
the star of the show?
You just had to call me out on my genderqueer stance.
So right. Like, no. Actually,
I know, but I don't like it when it's pointed at me.
Well, no. I actually have to ask you because the point I'm trying to make is they keep telling straight guys that if they won't sleep with trans women, they're transphobic.
Right.
Like, what about a gay man who doesn't want to be with a trans man?
Right. And by the way, that's what's the word?
Homophobic.
Conversion therapy.
Yeah,
that's conversion therapy.
That's exactly it.
Well, no, a conversion.
That's why I said when I jokingly said you can learn to like. I actually was told by this woman who used to be a friend of mine. We're not friends anymore. She was saying that it was transphobic that I was saying, you know, people don't want to, like, men don't want to sleep with people with penises. Like, that's not a thing. And she said that's transphobic. And I said, okay, you're with a guy. You like guys, right? I was like, would you be with a female? And she said, I think I could learn to like it. And I said, yo, that's conversion therapy. You could learn to like it.
Right.
And then she snapped, and then she's blocked me.
The difference of not liking something is different than being afraid of it. That's out of the way.
For sure.
I explained that the left is like very much in favor of conversion therapy, right? Because if somebody, you know, if you have someone who is gay, a man who's attracted to men, and then you put them on hormones and give them a dress, and they're a woman, now they're straight, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that's
so that
how
it's, that's
works.
Conversion therapy.
They do, though.
Oh, yeah,
they do.
Well, okay, so let's talk about Pride for a second, because we're about to enter Pride Month in about T-minus an hour and 40 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. Being proud of who you are, I like it. It's a sin in the Catholic Church, which is odd, because it's an American virtue. American pride. Pride in the American flag. But the Catholic Church is very clear. Pride is a sin. Pride cometh before the fall. Mm-hmm. So I'm all about people celebrating who they are, but when you shove it in other people's faces, if I'm proud of my money and I start gloating about that's no longer being proud. That's like being, that's when it becomes sinful, even probably.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to piss a lot of low intelligence people off if they don't have the critical thinking skills to understand, like, you know, tolerance.
Look at this.
One way pride can be defined, it's not, and we tend to use words in very different contexts nowadays. We give them different meanings. Pride does not necessarily mean that there is something that matters to you in a good way. Like, in our culture, someone will be like, I'm proud to be an American, or I'm proud of my family. What pride refers to, if I understand properly, is basically like a refusal to accept your place, refusal to acknowledge God, a refusal to recognize yourself for what you actually are. And so when we say, like, I'm proud of my family, the way most people are using the term proud in that context is not what the church would say is sinful.
I pulled up the original pride flag. It had hot pink, red, orange, yellow, green, turquoise, indigo, and violet. They removed sex and magic from the flag.
Oh, damn! My two favorite.
Yeah, right? Sex and magic.
God, it was so much better back then, though.
Wait, yeah. Why was magic on there?
Oh, who knows?
What who cares? It's great. It's
Make
better
America
than
great.
Non-binary.
Yeah, right. True.
Now, like, let's...
magic and sex.
Let's go down and see...
See, they're speaking my language.
The 2017 Gilbert Baker 9-stripe flag. Oh, 9 stripes. What does that mean? I don't know. It's got extra color in there. The social justice pride flag.
That's so good.
The new pride flag.
Wow. It just gets uglier.
Oh, here we go. The intersex inclusive redesign of the progress pride flag by Valentino. Wow. See, like, is there a committee that decides? Because people were sharing the one with the yellow and blue for Ukraine in it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's, like, that legit.
Dude, imagine you're Ukrainian. You're like, so we're all gay now? Why is this a thing?
Gay marriage is not allowed in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the pride thing for a second?
Yeah, this is super interesting.
Okay, yeah. So here's where I think the I'm going to break it down for everybody because it's Pride Month. Here's where I think the problem really lies. I think that at a time when pride was invented, I think it was a necessary concept, just like feminism, I think, was a very necessary thing at one time. And, you know, I think in an era, the 60s, the 70s, well, even the AIDS, you know, in the 80s, the 90s, when gay people didn't have much power, they had a lot of, I'm going to struggle with this word, ostracization.
Ostracization.
Thank you.
What a terrible word.
God, I know. Thank you.
Ostrich vacation.
Thank you.
Right. When they were marginalized, when gay people were very marginalized and unaccepted and treated pretty shabbily, I think, by society, I think that having a day out of the year where you would march down the street and you would rebel and you would say, we don't care what you people think of us. And by the way, it was never an accurate, I mean, people, the way that people dress during Pride, that's not like how people dress 365 days out of the year. It was kind of like this overt, I think, rebellion, like, screw you, we don't care what you think kind of thing. The problem is that has totally turned around on its face. It's, they have all the power now. The LGBT community has ultimate and supreme power. So this idea, I think, of marching down the street en masse, mostly naked, overtly sexual.
Kink gear.
Kink gear and in many, you know.
Assless chaps.
Yep. And having all of this power. You're not rebelling against anything. Nobody's against you. If anything, people are only against you because you have so much power.
It was they're obeying.
They're obeying what the culture tells them to do. Yeah.
In the late 90s, my family had a cafe in Boys Town, which was North Halsted in Chicago. On Halsted and Waveland.
That's where the cafe was?
Yeah, I think it's called Kit Kat Club now, where Jabba Joe's used to be. I remember there was a pride parade on Halsted, and my mom told me I wasn't allowed to go outside. This was the 90s. Yeah. So 20 years after, when were the Stonewall riots?
1969.
So 30 years.
I know my gay
but
history.
20 years after the pride flag was first created, they had such authority that men were walking around buck naked, women were dancing on floats totally naked, and my mom was like, you can't go outside because of what is happening. And then I was like, okay. But it's funny growing up that these people have, since I've been a kid, been like, we're so oppressed that we can go outside and violate the law to extreme degrees. And face no repercussions for it.
Yeah, well, but look at even the story that you just told, because, I mean, honestly, these days there's very few parents who wouldn't encourage their kids to go like, oh, you've got to see what these people are doing. This is just so great. This is...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, there's not a lot of people these days that are like your mom.
Well, drag queens should be bringing kids up on stage to strip for the audience, right? That's what modern sensibilities dictate.
It's disgusting.
I just saw a video of that happening. Mm. Or I saw a video. It was like, let's find all the, I'll see if I can, it was Libs of TikTok.
Yep. Little Desmond is amazing. Stripping for money. It's a drag show. I'm like, dude, if you're on stage taking your clothes off and getting money to do so, you're stripping.
That kid has a very dark future. Like, I already know what his life is going to be. I know everything. Right. I know what he's going to look like. I know.
These trans kids who are being castrated.
Dude, I can't.
I watched What is a Woman?
I can't wait to see that, man.
It's going to be up in a couple hours.
Yeah, tomorrow.
June 1st, whatiswoman.com.
Tomorrow at like 8. And
bravo to the Daily Wire crew, man. Really they did a really great job. And it's shocking and funny. But it's like, it should not be funny.
Yeah,
like
it's
sickening. Matt Walsh is not trying to be funny. He's like actually very dry. And he's like sitting there leaning back and he's like, so what is a woman? And then they just show the person talk and I'm laughing for 5 minutes as they can't answer these questions. I don't want to spoil much, but like it's obvious that's why he's asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
It's just shockingly insane. And they're talking about chemically castrating children in it.
Can I just ask, what is the right answer to that question, though?
Because I don't have an answer. Female.
Well, so I would go, I think that's what the dictionary, that's literally what the
dictionary
says.
Okay, but
what
if they say that, you know, females can have a penis?
Females can't have a penis. That's by definition a male. Mm-hmm. So when the problem is, people on the right will be like, a woman, like you said, it's an adult with a human with a penis. They say, what if the person lost their penis in the war? Ha, got you, bigot. You say, adult human male.
Who says that?
And they do.
Well,
they
if
do.
A person, I guess, do. And I guess if a person loses
penis in the war,
if a person,
unfortunately,
I mean,
probably,
people can.
Yeah.
If someone loses a leg, I guess humans aren't bipedal anymore.
Yeah, exactly. What's a woman? A person, an adult human with like a uterus who gives birth. What if she has a hysterectomy?
That's right.
it's not a woman anymore. And so the answer is, it's all human female.
Well,
what's a female? A collection of characteristics that represent the XX gene expression. Mm-hmm. Next question.
Well, also, this is such dishonest framing, right? Because you could ask the question, like, what is a sink? And someone, so I guess, you know, a sink is a fixture that's connected to water pipes and water can come out. Oh, really? Well, what about a sink when it's broken? Oh, guess you don't know what a sink. It's like, okay, but you're over here telling me that, like, sinks are toilets and we can crap in them and drink from the toilet. And I'm saying, like, that's not what those things are. They have definitions that we need to use.
You can piss in the sink.
I mean,
and I encourage it in times of drought.
Yeah.
A little bit of rinse.
No, but in the drought, you're supposed to pee in the top of the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
oh.
I think the question is,
the flush.
And then the question is, like, they would go, like, what is female, right? And I think we were talking about this the other day. We were sort of joking about it, but we'll often reference the XXXY chromosomes, which isn't unfair, but it's not as if we discovered that there was an XX pair and an XY pair and went, oh my goodness, there's two different categories of people. We didn't know this. Let's start dividing ourselves up. Is we'll call them males and them females? It's been obvious to us through all of history. It's very basic.
Female
is. And now we have to explain to grown adults what men and women are, the differences between boys and girls.
Mm. Female is the sex of a species that produces non-mobile ova.
There you go.
Male is the species that produces sperm, which fertilizes the ova. In humans, males and females have distinct characteristics, like males have a higher rate of prenatal testosterone, broader shoulders, more bone density, twice the skin collagen. They tend to be taller on average across all races around the planet, and they tend to have...
Oh, yeah? Well, what about when a woman's tall?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
you got me. No. Well, women no longer exist.
Yeah, women no longer exist.
All of a sudden, everyone on the planet is gone.
Yeah.
Wow. They all turn into men.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Okay, so can I ask, so what is the opinion of everyone in the room about transitioning?
I'm entirely against.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You're against transitioning?
Completely, yeah.
For minors?
For everyone.
Oh, well, yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm everyone. Open to body modification in general.
Because I don't believe that's the purpose of medicine. I believe that is someone who is struggling with a serious issue. And the proper thing for a medical doctor to do is try to counsel them into accepting their own body, not mutilate their own body to try to turn it into something it will only ever be a palimitation of. Because a man can't become a woman.
Yeah. How can you argue that, though, for all of the people who have transitioned and feel that that was the right decision for them and that has brought them happiness?
Lot of people, I believe happiness is the activity of the soul in accordance with virtue. And I think that it's possible for a person to say that they personally are glad they made a particular decision, but that's still not necessarily be a good thing for them to do or for society to promote. Because I know people who would say that it was a good idea
I want to ask you a question.
Eat all the eggs. I know you're
going to say. Question.
Yeah.
If someone was trans-abled and wanted to remove their left hand, should a doctor do it?
Trans-abled and wanted to remove their left hand.
This is a thing that exists. Mm-hmm. It's real. I talked to Jack Dorsey about it on the Joe Rogan podcast.
I actually just watched that yesterday.
I brought up the body dysmorphia where people are trans-abled and they say, get this thing off of me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think a doctor should cut their hand off?
Probably not.
What about genital removal?
Isn't it worse to have your penis cut off than your hand off?
That's subjective. Preference. It's subjective. Yeah. The question is, should a doctor remove a healthy organ from a body to please the individual?
Well, I guess my response to that could be that there aren't people. Yes, I understand there are people born into the world who don't have limbs, but that's not really. That's like a genetic aberration. That's not, I mean, we do have two genders. We do have male and female. So I think if one person feels that they're the other, that's not the same as being like, I feel like I shouldn't have arms.
But let me ask you a question. In California, there is an extremely high rate of trans children. In Ohio, there isn't. Bill Maher brought this up. He said either Ohio is shaming them or California's creating them.
Mm-hmm.
Where were all the trans people 20 years ago? Why do we have so many trans people now but not 20 years ago?
Well, this was the reason why I asked the question in the first place.
Yeah.
Because where I draw the line personally is the direction that this is going, where I think that there's really predatory behavior from people in the LGBT community, the modern LGBT community.
They're grooming kids.
Grooming autistic kids, grooming kids who don't fit in, grooming kids with body acceptance issues, grooming kids with depression, anxiety, like all different kinds of things. And they're telling them that they
should sterilize themselves.
Yeah, but hang on, because it's this to me is different. Even if we don't agree that a person should or could transition, I don't even think we have to agree on that to agree that this is completely different, because they're telling these people they might not be male or female. That there's a spectrum of 87 different choices that they have, that they might be gender fluid, that might be both at the same time or neither at the same time. This is nonsense and gobbledygook. Mm. Now, you and I might not agree about, you might say, well, it's also nonsense for a biological male to think that he could become a female. I personally believe that some people feel like they're in the wrong body and that a medical transition solves that problem and gives them a happy life. I don't have any issue with that.
However, it doesn't.
But you didn't say that. I know people that feel that way.
Sure, that's anecdotal, though. The data actually shows that the rate of suicide is highest after transition.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that every person who transitions wants to kill themselves.
That's why I'm not in the same position as Seamus, where I'm kind of like, dude, if you're an adult, it's your life, it's your body. Don't groom kids, leave other people out of it, but live your life. You know, there are certain limitations, I guess. They're not easy questions. But if somebody wants to, you know, transition, I'm just like, not my life.
Right.
If they go after kids and they're grooming kids and they're going to schools and stuff, that's where I'm like, get the fuck out, dude.
Well, right. And that to me is this is the whole purpose of me asking the question, because it's honestly, everyone has their own opinion and I don't care. I have no judgment about what anybody believes. But I do think that whatever transgender once meant, which when I was younger, transgender used to mean somebody who was born and transition to the other gender.
Right.
And now it seems to mean that there is this whole spectrum of choices. And we're noticing that, as you pointed out, that, you know, 20 or 25% or something of people in certain areas are identifying as transgender. Well, they all tend to be teenage girls who have purple hair. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are maybe a little overweight, maybe not exactly the type of person that is getting all the attention from the boys at school. I mean, they're awkward. That's not a coincidence.
Sounds like endocrine disruption. I think the pharmaceuticals are doing it. I still don't have proof, but I mean, how much people are on Adderall? Like kids, like 12-year-olds on Adderall. It's fucking crazy. I feel sadness.
Mentally ill predators are doing it.
It's in conjunction. And kids are defenseless to it because they don't know how to critical think and they don't know how to feel. Like, if they feel like being sad is wrong, then all of a sudden they're going to think they're wrong when they're 12.
Well, imagine too, even if you don't have any specific condition like autism, or you're not necessarily diagnosed with depression or something like that, if you're just a kid who's shy, you don't fit in, nobody's particularly nice to you, you never get a warm, fuzzy feeling when you go to school because you kind of just, you're invisible. No one really cares about you, or you feel like nobody cares about you. Then you suddenly find yourself in this environment with a lot of people who are identifying as trans or gender fluid or non-binary, and...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
People are saying, like, well, maybe that's what's going on with you. And then you say, well, maybe it is. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm, you know, and then all of a sudden you're being celebrated and you're being accepted. And they're saying, you're great. You know, and they're like, this is what I always wanted. And I think this is what's happening with a lot of these kids. They're finally feeling embraced and celebrated and accepted. And they're going along with it. Why wouldn't you? Until one day suddenly someone says, well, maybe you should have a double mastectomy. Mm-hmm. And...
wow, the suicide rate among transgender female to males is like triple.
Oof.
Transgender male to females.
Nice.
I don't know if I was right about that stat, though, that the highest rate of suicide was after transition. They do show that lesbian and gay have the exact same suicide rates, comparable suicide rates, I should say, to straight, heteronormative,
really?
Or whatever.
Well, that surprises me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I mean, the trans rates are higher. The transgender trend just argues the studies are improper, but it shows that female to male is way higher.
Why are girls more subject to this?
Women are more susceptible to social pressures than men.
Yeah.
Men are agreeable. Men are object oriented. Women are subject oriented. A man, men have a tendency to be like, I need to jump 10 feet. Tomorrow, I need to jump 11 feet. Women are more likely to say, I want Sarah to recognize me as doing good for jumping 10 feet.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
This is why men, when they take photos of objects, they take a photo of the object. Right. Women, this is true. Women take a selfie with the object
true.
In the photo.
Oh.
Yep.
This is why women are depressed on Instagram, because they're driven by social cues. Men are less likely to be. The man posts the video of the backflip on a skateboard and says, that was me doing that. I accomplished it. The woman posts a photo of herself and says, I need X amount of likes to be good.
Could I propose an additional theory? Because I agree with everything that you just said. But I would say in addition to that, I think that by nature, men are very protective of masculinity and women are not protective of femininity, I don't think.
Because men are supposed to be, because it is the man's role to protect.
Right.
And we have completely dropped the ball.
Right. And even if you look before all of this started, you know, for a man, even as a joke, to wear a dress or something, it's like, oh, dude, you know, whatever.
Man.
But for a woman to, and women strive, oh, we want to be like men in business. We want to, you know, there's not the same stigma, I think, for all of that. But I think that masculinity is something that men want to guard and protect, and they don't want to let that guard down.
Femininity is gone. Women have adopted the masculine role, the traditional masculine role, and that is the majority. The majority of people in Western society have adopted the traditional masculine role. The men would go hunt. The women would take care of the family and the community. Women no longer do that.
Can I take it a step further? It's not just that the majority have adopted a typically masculine role, because it's not as if men are really virtuous, self-sacrificing men. Women behave like men because men behave like children. And when a person is not filling the position of authority, the subordinate has to usurp.
The woman seeks the masculine role in government.
In general, you mean, or these days?
So, I think women traditionally looked to a strong male leader. That's what we see throughout all civilizations across the world. Today, when you break up the family, women still look for a provider. The government will provide.
That's right.
Oh, interesting.
Authority.
This is why millennial women are about 70% Democrat.
What was the original statement you made that led us to this?
Women are more susceptible to social pressures than men.
No. About women look to... what did you just say?
Women look to strong leaders.
Mm. Yeah. Women seek the male role in government.
Government, that's right. What it was. Yeah, yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Now it makes more sense.
So men are becoming children, and they're not strong enough. We talked about this quite a bit. There was an article that said, New York Post, women are struggling to find men who make as much money as they do. And there's the trope that a man doesn't want to date a woman who makes more money than he does.
That's right.
And it's like, uh-huh, and? Like, you're just now discovering that gender roles existed because of...
For a reason.
Yeah, the blank slaters are shocked. Why are men this way? Because we survived for a millennia by being this way, and that was the evolutionary pressure.
If a pregnant woman's out in the wilderness trying to hunt a boar, that baby's going to die in the womb.
Yep. She's going to die.
Yeah, she's
going
to die.
She might, yeah. If she survives, good luck for that baby to survive that running and jumping and stuff.
Males have an evenly distributed blood flow in their body. Women have a centralized blood flow around their uterus.
It has to be, yeah.
This is why women tend to feel colder or have colder limbs, for obvious reasons. The evolutionary priority for a female was raising kids. The evolutionary priority for a male.
Keep them warm, yeah.
Yep.
And the men are supposed to sacrifice for the women in turn.
Every man could die, but as long as one survived, the civilization survived. But not a single woman could die, otherwise they were in jeopardy.
And it's, you know, even...
I'm not saying it should be that way. I'm saying that's how it came.
Well, no, it's such... It's a beautiful thing, right? The fact that women's bodies are literally designed to be able to care for another human being within their own body. It is such an unfathomably gorgeous thing, and we degrade it. We belittle it. It's some kind of consolation prize that they don't get to be men, but this is
obvious.
Something they can do. Oh, yeah. You just want women at home having kids. It's like, that is such a beautiful thing.
Yes, bitch.
You can bring life into the world.
Let's just drop the act. powerful interests have consistently said we need less people on this planet.
We need more
Is it any surprise that people like Mackenzie Bezos put billions of dollars into ideology that says kill your baby, sterilize your kids, women should not be having families? This is everything they're funding. I was listening to Spotify or Pandora, and a commercial came on. It's like, isn't it funny when your partner comes home and says, your partner? They are investing heavily in everything that says stop having children. I'm not saying it's morally correct or morally wrong. I'm saying that's fucking obvious. Why are big companies pushing this message? They all think the world is overpopulated and they want less people. I am not issuing a moral statement on whether we're overpopulated and need less people. I'm saying that's what they believe and they're acting in accordance with it.
Do you think that's a part of the sterilization trans push?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Come on. Like, in Occam's razor. In the absence of evidence, the solution that makes the least amount of assumptions tends to be correct. Why are prominent corporations putting up these flags saying, cut your kids' balls off? The same corporations are complaining about overpopulation. The same CEOs are meeting in big organizations where they're publicly telling you they're doing everything in their power to reduce population growth.
I just saw an article today that said in the next 50 years, artificial intelligence will have us having digital children. Maybe not us, but people will have digital children that are only video games.
Yep.
They'll raise them. They'll love them. They'll never actually have real kids. And they'll just
in the show,
work themselves out of the gene pool.
What were those things called? Those little pets?
Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh. Gross.
In the show called, I think it's called Upload. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Upload. That you can have a digital AI baby.
Yeah, weird.
If someone is in the virtual world because they're dead or they uploaded, then two people can create an artificial intelligence child they can raise in the digital world.
Dude, you should have my baby. It's awesome. It's one of the best babies. And you'll be like, okay, and you can each have the same baby because it's digital. It's going to be fucking weird.
Welcome to the future.
Anyway.
Brandon, thanks for hanging out. It's been a blast.
We're done?
Yeah. Yeah, we went a little
some
longer.
Pride
we're
month
done,
this
and
was.
We're going to have to ask you
some
to leave.
Pride month. This Pride month is only half an hour, sir.
Last thing.
Literally not even.
For these people that are in solitary, what can I do being on the show or just in general to help? Because I feel like it's almost like out of sight, out of mind. When I heard that you got popped, I was like, dude, that sounded so weird. Everything sounded fucking weird, but I didn't know what was going on. It was like fog of war. But what can people do for these people in solitary from your perspective?
You know, the only answer I have to that question, because that honestly was not my experience, thank God. But I will say that there's a woman that I met, I don't know if I should say her. Yeah, she wants me to say her name. She does. Her name is Cynthia Hughes. She started an organization called American Freedom Project, and people can check that out because basically what they're doing is they're trying to help provide support for the families of people who are in prison. I mean, that's the thing that people need to remember, too. In addition to a lot of these people being sitting in solitary for a year and a half, they have little kids at home, and they have wives who have no, you know, they don't know how to pay their mortgage now. They haven't had income from a father in a year and a half.
Oh my gosh.
While they're sitting around waiting to decide what they're going to do with these misdemeanor charges for parading inside the Capitol. So American Freedom Project, either .com or .org, I would recommend checking out. And I think she also maybe has ways that people can write letters to people sitting in solitary, let them know they're not forgotten. Things
right.
like that.
Right on. Cool. Thanks for hanging out, man. It's been a blast.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you. Thank you, everybody who is a member making this possible. We will see you all next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.